I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever experienced pitch black darkness? Maybe you've taken a tour of a cave and they turned off all the lights for just a moment to give you a sense of how dark it can really get beneath the earth. I once stayed in a hotel that had rooms underground. There were no windows, and when we turned out the lights to go to bed, I literally couldn't see my hand in front of my face. It's scary not being able to see, especially when you realize how much we rely on our sense of sight. And in order to see, you need light. You might not think about it very often, but light is crucial. It's no accident that the very first words God speaks in the book of Genesis are, "Let there be light." Light is like a source. It's what enables us to see. It shines, and that shining causes darkness to vanish. Practically, we need light in order to live our lives. But light is also a metaphor for the gospel. John 1 says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So when I think about light, I think of it both practically and materially, and as a spiritual metaphor. We can imagine the audience of the book of Isaiah as a people that had experienced exile, distance from God. And the prophet has a message for his people, a message of restoration and reconciliation coming back to the city of God. Listen to the opening words of Isaiah 60, 1 through 3. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see." Lift up your eyes and see. Remember, it is light that enables us to see. Arise, shine, your light has come. Notice who is doing the shining in this passage. The glory of the Lord has visited the people. The light has come to them, and they themselves are encouraged to shine. When I read these verses, I see the promise of the Messiah. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. Jesus is the light. When Isaiah says, "The glory of the Lord has risen upon you, his glory will be seen upon you," I believe he's talking about the incarnation of the Son of God, Jesus. And what happens when Jesus comes to earth? Verse 3 says, "The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." The light of Christ becomes our light. The glory of the Lord lives inside of us. That light by which we are able to see and understand true reality, the nature of God and human beings, and how we relate to each other, all of that is held in the person of Jesus, our source of light. But he's not the only one who shines. He's the first among many siblings. We are all children of God. We can all embody those words, arise and shine. What does that mean for us, practically speaking? How do we go about shining? Here's the thing about the nature of light. When it shines, darkness scatters. That's just the way it works. If the light of Christ dwells within you, you shine. It's that simple. I think of shining less as something we actively do, but more as a byproduct of our relationship with Jesus. As you walk with him, as you experience his glory in your life, allowing his presence to inhabit you more and more, taking deeper steps of faith, falling more and more in love with your God, his light will shine in you. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the center from which we extend out, mature, and grow. It's like a seed becoming a tree with branches that stretch further and further, influencing every part of us and impacting our surroundings. A tree that over time bears fruit. Perhaps you can picture this tree like it's made of light. And as it shines, you can lift up your eyes and really see the world around you. Ask God to illuminate your world today. And as you follow him, you will shine. That's just how light works. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.